honor your time for this time. My last night, it was Sunday night, I just couldn't keep going on, I'll tell you. I get like that a lot, but anyway. Isaiah, let me get that right, Chase. I'm going to one point, and this is what the Lord keeps impressing on me to say to us in this meeting. And I just keep running around on everything, you know, and it's like Brother Wells did last night. He came up and gave you exactly what the Lord is impressing on him to say. You know, we got a lot to say. We got a lot to preach. I'm going to preach on joy. You don't want all that. So, you know what I mean? I got that in there on that cup, you know. I started to use that as an introduction, but I don't want to do all that because I want to get what God is saying to us through me. Okay? And so just let me get over there. I ain't in Isaiah yet. My Bible's marked for Amos, and you sure don't want that one. So let me get over here. Isaiah right fast, wasting my time, ain't I? I just thank the Lord. He's doing some things in me. I don't know if it's because of my age or because of the condition of our country. I got one here on the Declaration of Independence. I could get in the political realm and get there and fuss with you. You know, I can get in there and argue and jump on everything with you right about that area. But let me get the verse. All right, I'm hunting for the wells of salvation. I can't see it. Verse 3, there we are. Therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Let's turn to Acts. I'm going to be just like it, Brother Larry. Let's go to Acts. All right. Is it 19? Acts 19. Acts 20, verse 24. But none of these things move me. Ain't none of this stuff moving me, brother. You just might as well say, none of these things move me.
Amen.
Yeah, right? Now, neither count I my life dear unto myself. Got to get to there. In my life, don't count anything dear unto myself. I give up on my life. You know, neither my life count dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. And the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. To pour the water out on dry ground too. The work of that in us in the matter of doing the work. The measure of joy, let me give you some little introduction to just get to the lifestyle. The measure of joy commences in Jesus.
Yeah, amen.
It commences in Jesus. Now people say, I don't know how the measure of faith and believing the Lord and trusting the Lord and, you know, a measure of faith of salvation, you know, how that they might react or how they might respond or how they might be in the matter of receiving Jesus. Well, in the matter of character or personality. So that, well, I'm just not that kind of person. Well, I know what kind of person. You're a wretched dog. That's all you are. You ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know? You ain't nothing. That's what you are. You ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I just don't respond that way. I just don't react that way. Well, if you ever met joy unspeakable and full of glory, you'd respond sort of that way.
Amen.
I mean, the reaction of that would be a little different. I don't, I'm just jumping for joy in my heart. Hogwash. I said hogwash. I said hogwash. The personality of you and rejoicing is a matter of the way Jesus rejoiced.
Amen.
When they came back to Him, they said, the spirits are subject unto us. Remember? And they said, Jesus said, don't you rejoice because that they are subject unto you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven, right?
Yeah.
And it said, Jesus rejoiced in spirit. That word rejoice means jump for joy. That is a literal expression by the body.
Amen.
Amen. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Right? And all right? If Jesus responded with that, I believe He jumped up. I believe He jumped for joy. You say He didn't. I believe when He presents us faultless before the Lord God Almighty, I believe that when He does that, He'll rejoice over presenters. I believe He'll be like David was. He'll dance before the ark. I believe Jesus will be dancing before God the Father and said, this is my bride. This is the one I'm rejoicing over her. He won't be saying, this is my little honey, bless her little baby. Woo!
Yeah,
yeah, that's what's wrong with this dead bunch. I want to let you know. You ain't going to get any glory in your soul until you start rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
And that's an evidence of that because of experience.
Yeah.
I'm not saying something because of knowledge. I'm saying something because of experience.
Yeah.
I had to get in that presence of that thing in order to experience what that's talked about.
Yeah.
You know? That's what these kids got to do. They got to get in the presence of it. They've heard about it, but they've not been in there, amen. You know why? Because of deadheads. That's what we are. We're scared to rejoice. We're afraid somebody might call us a charismatic. You know? Oh yeah, stinking pride's all it is. Just stinking pride's all it is, amen. Because it embarrasses your flesh, amen. It embarrasses you, amen. Amen. Guarantee it does. Well, that ain't in the outline, but I like to throw things in like that. Amen? That's called preaching. You know, it's called preaching.
Amen.
I thought you was going to get loose yesterday, buddy. I was fixing it. And now, if you ever get loose, you'll kill us. I mean, if you ever let it turn him loose, buddy, if he'll ever get loose, it'll be all over for us preachers on the local church and missions. Son, when he gets turned loose on local church and missions, he'll get us under conviction, I promise you. Why? Because he's going to preach you and tell you exactly what that Bible says about being a church and how it ought to be, where it, how it ought to be, and what's wrong with us in our country right now, and what's wrong with these local churches. They're not abiding in the way that book said about a church. They're not setting in the way of missions. They're not doing it. That's why there's no Holy Ghost power to draw a man to go to the work. That's why there's no power to call a man out of that seat and touch his life and make him a preacher. That's why. That's why we're not abiding in that book, brother. Not abiding in the way of the Lord. Preaching gets gone that way, buddy. It gets doctrinally sound. It gets tough, boy. Yeah, buddy. Amen. Well, that ain't a joyful message, is it? That ain't a joy. The measure of joy commences in Jesus. See the J?
Amen.
The ministry continues in others. The ministry of joy continues in others. Yeah, buddy.
Amen. Others is my goal. Others, buddy. Others ought to be all in our eyes. Others, every time you see somebody, that'll be them, but you won't see the joy of the Lord. You ain't going to give them joy until you get it yourself. Well, that's the next point. Joy commences in Jesus. You've got to start with Jesus. I mean, it just comes on you, buddy. You can't take it. There's joy helps me when you get Jesus. When you get Jesus, buddy. You might not be theologically sound. You might not even look as good as you need to look. You know, I mean, you when you first get saved, you look pretty bad. A lot of these kids, you know, they can be every situation in the world. They look every which way. But all of a sudden, they get Jesus. And suddenly, they get joy. They get joy, man. They'll shout, they'll scream, they'll hit the front seat. They'll be up on the front, brother. They don't know how to say anything, talk about anything. They don't know how to say a thing. They'll be saying everything. You say, oh, Lord, goodness, that's awful. I know, I don't know. I seen one get saved down on Leland Fraser's one time, and she was in that meeting getting on old Brother Sammy. I was sitting over there, Brother Sammy. She came up there and looked up, Brother, and she still had her pants on. She ain't learned how to dress yet. She just got saved. She looked up her and she said, Brother Leland's looking down at her. She said, I want to sing a song. Oh. And Brother Leland just looked at her, you know. And she looked up and, why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve it? And old Brother Sammy sitting there right beside him, he said, no, she's a young Christian. I said, I ain't saying nothing, Brother Sammy. She's just a young Christian. I said, you know, you got the same thoughts I got, amen. And so I wanted to jab me in the ribs for you got the same thoughts I got. And she got done. She went and sat back down, Leland trying to take the service on, you know, because she get up there because all the spiritual people, you know. You know, my goodness, what a song, you know. She don't even know how to sing a song, you know. Amen. Well, she got to Jesus. And what that pastor's got to do is clean her up, buddy. He's got to clean her up, boy. Go and sin no more, is what Jesus said. He said, who are everybody accusing you? He said, hey, I don't accuse you. I don't accuse you. Now go and sin no more. Amen. That's what God said to you the day you got saved. Go and sin no more. But you met a man named Jesus. Amen. You met somebody that day. You met him. And he changed your life. He put joy in you. And I want to say to you, some of this bunch, he puts joy in you. And he expressed it with a jump. I just am jumping up and down in my heart. Where'd you get that, Ed Ballou? That's what Ed Ballou used to do. Everybody says, oh, I thought this was a little Alabama preacher down there. He come out of Texas. He did it at 4 o'clock. He said, how old he said that time? I shouldn't run that. I guess that wasn't God. Just let her go. I don't need to sit here and waste my time on thinking about what he said. Jesus? Others? Commences in Jesus. Commences in joy, begins in Jesus. It starts in Jesus. I'm sorry, it's personality. It's personality. The Holy Ghost is personality. Is he not? He's person. And he has personality. Yes, he does. Joy, love, peace, longer, that's his personality. It can be his attributes. I know all that. But he has personality. Amen.
Yeah.
And the joy of it. That's what I'm hounding on. I'm preaching on. The joy of it. Okay, let's take a scripture and understand about it. God defines it. He defines it in his word. He defines the word praise. He's defined. Get your little stones down. See what it says. To rant and to rave and to act clamorously foolish. Get it down, buddy. That's what it says. To rant and to rave and to act clamorously. Do I need to define that, or we need to go get some seminary and preacher to tell you what? No, what I need to do is express it.
Amen. Yeah.
Sister, I'll do it for us, okay? I'm fixing to express praise. Woo! Woo! Oh, what did he do? I ranted, and I raved, and I act clamorously foolish. Is that not right? Is that not perfect? Is that not what it means? Did I not do what it said? Did I not do what it said? Okay, what in the world? You get all tore up when somebody says, well, you're sitting in that seat acting like that. I'm not going to act like that. I just don't do that. Well, you're disobeying the Word of God. You know what's wrong with us? How are they going to think about me? Who you kill, I think they're about you.
Yeah, amen.
What does God do? God's going to say, amen. God's going, woohoo! He's not. He's looking at it. He said, why is it? Hey, the praise cannot be defined. Praise cannot be explained. Praise is something that you can't tell me God desires praise.
Yeah.
It's not definable. It's not something that you can define. It's just, what in the world? Just screaming. You just praise. That's all it is. Woo! I don't know. That's not got any direction. That's not turn around, turn left, go up, go down. It's just, woo! 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 I seen a little girl go one time, buddy. Woo! 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 She sat back down. She go, woo! Woo! Back down. Woo! Woo! And she couldn't sit still. She'd go up and down, up and down. I said, boy, that girl's getting old for that, buddy. I'm having a time watching her, you know. Woo! Woo! And she sat back down. Woo! Woo! And you know what she did? She finally settled down. She said, oh, we didn't have nothing the other day. And I told my brother, but I said, I don't know what we're going to do. She's a preacher, right? We ain't going to make it. We ain't going to have it. And you know what? Somebody called us and told us and gave us an offering. And right over she go, woo, woo. He said, that ain't going to be woo, woo. You know? That's the only way I know she could tell the Lord she thanked him.
Amen.
Woo, she's thanking him good, boy. She's thanking him good. Amen. That's right. You want to know what we as bunch are? You really ain't seen us really get in our prime. That's what they need us. They need to go back about 20 years with us and jump in there with our prime, boy. We're pretty dead right now. We're walking around wondering if we're going to make it. You know, we're getting close to the grave. We're about to lose our shout. You know, Brother Biddle told me, he said, they ain't taking my joy. He said, they ain't getting my joy. This crowd ain't getting my joy, buddy. This bunch ain't getting my joy. I mean, they might not like it when I get up and holler and scream and go on. And there have been a lot of times I'd be striving because of all this stupid stuff. I'd be striving with a bunch of junk, you know, with a bunch of junk going on up there. And I'd get up and I'd get in the room, as you know, and get to fighting it, amen. Hey, I just said, bless God, I don't care what they think. I'm not getting out the old time way. None of these things move me. Neither count my life dear unto myself that I might finish this ministry with joy. I want to finish it with joy, Brother Rains. I want to finish it with joy. I want to finish it with a shout. I want to finish it with a bunch of young people that know there's a shout. There's a praise that gets the glory of God around. You ain't never seen the glory of God until you get to praise Him. Everybody in the whole congregation, there'll be a glow. There'll be a glory you ain't never expected. And the old Brother Dale preached one day, ere my children die, let's God comes down unless God puts His glory on it. Yeah, my children. My daughter said, and she's in shape right now. My little youngest. But she called me one day, and she said, Dad, her and her husband. Church just fell apart. They were serving the Lord. They went to this church and he's a good worker. He was treasured. One morning, you know the preacher, so I won't say. A bunch of men come up to that preacher. They got in a fight over money. 30 of them walked out. He had to stand up there and he said, "Leave that, you know." And he walked away. He just went home, sat down. I said, "You better not get out of church. You go out of church, I don't care what happens. You start sitting down out there, you'll be gone. Your family will fall apart." I said, "You better stay in church."
Yeah.
They didn't. Matter a year or so, finally, problems. They're divorced. He come over the other night. We had to put Shannon in the hospital because she's bleeding and she's going to have to go back now again. And he came. I come in there and I say, I'm Pop. You said, "Did you go after him?" "No, I just looked at him." And he knows. But when they were doing well, she called me one day and they were taking Tyler and the kids to youth camp. What's his name? Moore's. Dwayne Moore's. They were going down there to that. That preacher associates with him a lot. And she called me up. She said, "Dad." I said, "Yeah, Shane." She said, "I'm taking Tyler to a camp meeting." I was waiting at Shane. She said, "Dad, I want him to see what I saw." And I said, "Little girl, you know what she saw that night? Is that night in that meeting, brother. She's about 12 years old that night. And I took her up on that side of that pen and I set her on that pen and I said, 'Don't you ever forget this.'" That's when your son just left the top of that pen. He was behind it and he was gone over the top of it. He was gone over, from a dead sitting there. It got on, buddy, for about 2 or 3 hours. And I told her, "Brother Raines," I said, "Don't you ever forget this." She didn't. That's what she was meaning when she called me that day. She said, "Dad, I want Tyler to see what I saw as a kid." I said, "Is anybody going to make that place available? Is there any man of God going to make that kind of place available? Yeah. Is anybody going to cause it there and get it to where those kids can see it? Well, we can't get out of the way. We can't let this bunch try to pull us off in another way. We can't let them do what they're doing. You can't fall under the pressure. You can't do it. You can't let them go on sitting there." So no, this is the way. And I said, "Ain't no way. I'm going to find those that are want to serve it." And I think I found it in Brother John. I fell in love with him. And over at Brother Wayne's, as we're over there, and to get in that meeting and we get there together, I tell you what, as Brother Rails got up here and just took what he said, "This is what God's wanting to speak to you about. Don't you know he's got a powerful of messages to preach and everything else? And what we got to do is find exactly what God wants to say to us in the moments of those meetings. We got camp meetings. We got the revival meetings. We got other things that we can do. But when we come together like this, we need to know exactly what the Lord is trying to say to us. And I tell you, this is what he said for me to say to us. We need to finish our ministry with joy. We need to finish it with joy. We need to finish my course with joy. I'm speaking. I want the joy of the Lord to flood my soul again. I want to get in a place that where God's glory comes down on a place and you can't do nothing but die. What did he say? Oh, sin, I don't get sinner. I'm just trying to find his way, buddy. Got 5 minutes. And I know my reputation is he can't stand within a time. I'll show you how he does it. I'd like to get a lot of much preachers back again like that. Quentin worried about it. I'm not talking about he shouldn't worry about his time limit and under authority. But I'd like to see him get up there and quit trying to impress somebody.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah, amen.
Son, I got a lot of stuff here. You don't stay about 2 or 3 hours and let me preach all of it? I got a whole series by Brother Raines. Some good days. The ministry, the measure of joy commences in Jesus. The ministry of joy continues in others. That's J-O, right? The mystery of joy. It's a mystery.
I'm going to have to go back and look at it because I wrote it down this morning. I shouldn't have closed it up. I still got 5 minutes. You got it? Just get those things. There it is, right on top, so you're okay. The measure of joy. I wrote that down this morning. All that's been written down in 30-something years. Because I go home and study. I don't go home and get me a Facebook and get me another bunch of junk and get me a whole outline book down. I go home and study and meditate and get along with God and see what He's got to say. He comes up with outlines. I don't know what's wrong with God alliterating stuff. Man, ain't no sense God alliterating stuff, you know. I'm going to hack and trace and run around and try to find the rabbit, you know. Praise God. Yeah, really, yeah. So we've seen him crawl around. Remember that little preacher at that time? And man, you know, he left his right. But anyway, what's going on with him? Anyway, we had night going on one night. And this little old preacher, he come crawling down through there. And he crawled up under a communion table. Remember? Oh, what's his name? I can't. And he's under that communion table. Oh, Brother Ray, that God, you better go preach. He's, get up here, son. You go preach. He crawled under. He's under that communion table, but it was going on. He's under that. It's going on, yep. And he preached to good preacher. He said, "Why do you talk about it?" Well, I can't help it. I've got some good memories with you too, buddy.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Wells, Brother Falker, Brother Hoy. I just met you, but I like you. Amen. I guess that's all right because you know they say whether you like me or not, you're supposed to love me.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you know, whether they like you or not, you know, that's what I'm. But I like you and love you both. Amen. 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 That's pretty good stuff, you know. If they can like you and love you, you're in good shape.
Yeah.
To be able to get a meeting. It's all this. I've been around a while, brother. I got all them little old statements, amen. The measure of joy commences in Jesus. The ministry continues in others. And the mystery of joy climaxes in you. It finishes up in you. The joy of drawing waters out of the wells of salvation. The joy of drawing water out of the wells of salvation. He said to Ruth, he said, go over those vessels. Those young men have drawn water out for you to drink. I wonder if we can joy in drawing waters out of the wells of salvation for those that are thirsty.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Draw that water out of that well, yeah. Young man. Draw that water out of that well because there are some thirsty ones out there. And what the Lord's going to do, go over and drink. Yeah. Go over that. I've got some young men that's drawn the waters.
Amen.
Out of the wells. And when you get thirsty, just go on down there. They'll give you a drink.
Amen.
They'll give you a drink. Finish the course with joy.
Amen.
I'm going to hold a meeting here next week or so. Would y'all want to come here rest of these? Amen. Come on up here, brother. I'm through. Commences in Jesus, continues in others, right? And it climaxes in you.
Amen.
That's where it finishes.